Where the fuck are the goddamn goops already?
I don't think them fucking dinks even out there.
This shit's something else.
Hey, Professor, how many times can you shit in an hour?
Professor got blue cool shits, man.
Why you even bother pulling them up?
You jerking off again, huh, Jake? Come over here and jerk on this. Come choke my black rooster. Please.
He's asking politely.
Ain't got a fucking tweezer, man.
Whoa! Yeah!
We got movement in the tree line!
Shit! Movement in the tree line!
Get out of there! Get out of there!
Zero.
Fuck, something's wrong.
The fuck's wrong with you?
Fuck.
My head. Somebody help me.
Get up.
Paul, help me. My head up. Help me.
The fuck is wrong with you? Come on, get up.
Two, three, zero!
we passed Bergen Street yet? Bergen. I fell asleep. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is that you?
What the hell did you do? Move all the furniture?
I just moved the chair, that's all. Does that help?
Yeah, thanks.
So what do you think?
About what?
The room.
Oh, ask me tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. How come you're so late?
Fed Nash didn't show up again. Called in sick. He's always sick. So I worked. Got some overtime.
What happened to your pants?
Don't ask.
You look terrible.
Thanks.
You're up?
Fuck. What's that?
Kid dropped it off.
Who, Jed?
No, the little one.
Eli. Why can't you remember their names?
They're weird names.
They're biblical names. They were prophets.
Well, personally, I never went for church names. What?
Where do you think Jezebel came from?
Nobody calls me that.
You're such a heathen, Jesse. How'd I ever get involved with such a fucking ninny?
You sold your soul, remember? That's what you told me.
Yeah? For what?
Good lay.
What could I got?
The best.
So what's in the bag?
Pictures.
Yeah?
Your wife was on a toss or so. What's his name? Dropped it over on the way to school.
Eli. Eli. He. Lie. These are great. Look at this baby.
Oh, who's that?
Isn't that the cutest baby?
Little fat little thing.
That's me.
That's you, baby.
No, it's an authorized fat little thing. You have to look. Have to look.
Who's this?
Sarah.
Sarah. I can see what you mean.
What?
What, you left?
What do you mean?
Jake. She looks like a real bitch.
Well, she looked good then.
Not to me.
You didn't marry her.
you doing?
What's wrong? Is this the one who died before you went to Vietnam?
It's Gabe. God. Sorry. Take me by surprise. I didn't expect to see him today.
Stop it.
I don't like things that make you cry.
Yo, Jake, you one greedy motherfucker, man.
How's it going?
Better now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go home.
What's wrong?
It's one of those days. Back is killing me. I'm gonna go see Louie.
Oh, no, not again. Your boss is gonna kill you.
What can you do?
I miss riding home with you.
Yeah?
I was looking forward to it.
Yeah? Easy, my bad.
Come on, Jake. That didn't hurt.
How do you know?
I know you. How come you're so tense today?
I don't know. What can I tell you, Louis?
I saw Sarah the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And are you acting up?
A bit.
So what'd she have to say?
Turn on your right side. How about the other right? I don't understand you philosophers. You got the whole world figured out, but you can't remember the difference between right and left.
What'd she say?
Well, not much. She's like you that way, two clams. No wonder your marriage didn't last. Put your hand on your hip. Take a deep breath. And let it out. Slowly, slowly. That's good. Now turn to your left.
Did she talk about the boys?
She said you're a son of a bitch and she regrets the day she set eyes on.
I thought she didn't say much.
She didn't. That's about all she said. Put your hand on your hip. Take a breath. Easy. On your back. I think she still loves you.
I don't think so.
She doesn't stop talking about you. That's love, Jake. I think you should go back now.
She threw me out, remember?
problem is, I spent 6 years getting a PhD and then went to work for the post office.
Well, can I tell you? After NAM, I didn't want to think anymore.
Any other brand but yours, I'd agree. Now relax. Now relax, this is going to be a little strong. Attaboy. Attaboy.
I found one. I think he's still alive.
What did you do to me?
I had to get in there. It's a deep adjustment. Rest a moment. Let it set a bit.
I had a weird flash just now.
What?
I don't know. I've been having them recently. You know, you look like an angel, Louis. Like an overgrown cherub. Anyone ever tell you that?
Yeah. You. Every time I see you.
You're a lifesaver, Louis.
I know.
Singer?
Please, sit down.
I need to see Dr. Carlson, please.
Carlson? Is he new here?
New? No, he's been here for years.
Not according to my charts. Do you have an appointment?
No. Listen, I need to see him. I know where his room is. Just give me a pass. Don't be long, 10 minutes.
Our doctors are seen by appointment only.
Damn. I was in the veterans outpatient program. He knows me.
What was your name?
Singer, Jacob Singer.
I didn't even have my lunch. Sorry, but there's no record of a Jacob Singer in our files.
What do you mean, no record?
Do I have to spell it out for you? There is nothing there.
That's ridiculous. I've been coming here for years. Listen to me. I need to see Dr. Carlson.
If it is an emergency, we have a staff of psychiatric social workers. There's about an hour's wait. Would you just fill out this form, please?
I don't see any social worker. I want to talk to Dr. Carlson. He knows me.
Hey! Come back here!
Can I help you?
It's Dr. Carlson, isn't this his office?
Wait just a minute. Why don't we step out in the hall? It's okay. I'm so sorry. Dr. Carlson died.
Died?
It was a car accident. About a month ago, just before Thanksgiving.
So how'd it happen?
No one really knows. They say it blew up.
Blew up? What do you mean, blew up?
I really don't know. Is there anything I can do for you? Do you want me to get you somewhere?
Okay.
It's the pressure, Jake. You know, the money, things like that. Or your wife.
Why do you bring her up?
She's always on your mind.
I never talk about her.
It has nothing to do with talking. Maybe it's the war. You can't spend 2 years in Vietnam and expect...
Jesse, come on.
How does that explain barricaded subway stations? How does it explain these fucking creatures?
Creatures? Jake, New York is filled with creatures, and lots of stations are closed.
They're like demons, Jess.
Demons? Jake, honey, they're winos and bad ladies. Low life. That's all they are. The streets are crawling with them. Don't make them into something they're not.
Those guys are trying to kill me. They were aiming straight at me.
Kids on a joyride. It happens all the time. Were they, Jake? You still love me?
What?
You love me?
I live very close to him, and I'm very lonely. Look at your hand.
No, thanks.
Go ahead, Jake. Let her do it. She's a real girl.
Come on. It's fun.
You left-handed, right?
Right.
Give it to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, you married man. Please. Oh, no. Oh, divorce. I like that. You see this here, that split?
Where?
Right here.
It's a paper cut.
Ooh, a sense of humor. I love it.
Hey, Jake. Jake, come on, baby. Come on, dance with me. Just one.
What are you, flirting? Let's see. This is your heart line and your head line. And your life line. You have a very strange line. No, it's not funny. See, according to this, you're already dead. Get out of here, baby.
You do.
Just give me your blue eyes before you go.
Feels so good.
Wait, Jake, come here. Come on. You can dance. Yeah, shake it. Come on, baby, shake it.
Come on, man, move them legs, baby, move them side 13. Some big fucking feet, shit.
Never been so mortified in my whole life. Screaming like that. I don't understand what's gotten into you, Jake. You're not acting normal. I've been with too many crazies in my life. I don't want it anymore. I'm tired of men flipping out on me. If you go crazy, Jake, you're going crazy about yourself. You understand?
What to say?
Oh, my God. I'm calling the doctor.
What's to say?
It's gone to the top.
Great.
I'm Dr. Forrest. I'm so sorry to bother you. This is Jesse Pipkin up on 14G. I just took Jake's temperature and it says 106. Could that be right? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I can't, I'm freezing.
Jake, for Pete's sake, get out of bed!
What did the doctor say?
You die on the way to the hospital now. Come on. Come on. Up. Up. Hold on. Hold on. It'll be okay, Jake.
What are you doing?
I gotta get more.
I'm freezing.
What's happening? I need some ice right away. He's running 106 fever.
What?
Emergency ice. Come on, Sam. Oh, my God. Oh, Jake. Oh, Jake, don't you die on me. Come on. Sam, help me. Sam. Come on. Come on. Be careful. Come on, Jake. Come on, get him in. Come on, please.
You're not cold. Leave all the covers. Must be 10 degrees in here. I'm telling you, Sarah, if you want fresh air, you can sleep on the fire escape. Knowing that window is closed.
It's not healthy when it's closed.
Healthy? You call this healthy? When I die of pneumonia, this is healthy. The dream I was having. I was living with another woman. Yeah. You know who it was?
I don't want to know.
Jezebel from the post office. You remember her. We met her at the Christmas party that time. I was living with her. God, what a nightmare. There were all these demons, and I was on fire. I was burning from ice.
Guilty thoughts. See what happens when you cheat on me, even in your mind.
She's really good in bed.
Go to sleep.
She had these great thighs.
Oh. I thought you said it was a nightmare.
It was. It's a terrible, terrible nightmare.
Daddy, what was that noise?
What are you doing up?
It's cold.
Well, tell your mother.
Go back to bed, darling.
Will you tuck me in?
Who, her?
No, Daddy.
Shit.
Okay, close your eyes. You won't stray, dear. I love you so, sunny
boy. Dad?
Yeah, Chad?
You forgot my allowance.
Your allowance? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. We'll talk about it at breakfast.
All right, but don't forget. I love you, Dad.
What is this, a convention?
I love you too, Pickles. Get back to sleep.
Wait. Don't go.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here. Close your eyes. See you in the morning.
Don't shut it. Open it a bit more.
There?
A little bit more.
There.
Good.
You're a lucky guy, Jake. You must have friends in high places.
to vote for 3 all the way through, and I switched over to 2 with some trepidation because she said 1/1, which means number 1 of an addition of 1, and I think only an artist would know that.
That's a good thing.
Jake? Be all right, Jake. Oh, you're gonna be fine.
Am I home?
You're right here. Home. Doctor says you're lucky your brains didn't boil. What a night, Jake. You were screaming and kicking. You kept saying, Sarah, close the window. Over and over. And talking to your kids. Even the dead one. Vera. You know, you melted 50 pounds of ice in 8 hours. No, you're right here. Doctor says you gotta rest. You see? He says you have a virus. That's what they always say when they don't know what it is. You just lie here, okay? You know, you really ought to get out today. You can't just sit around like this all the time, Jake. It's not healthy. It's not good for your mind. Go take a walk or something. Do something. Go to a movie. Go enjoy yourself. One of us should be having a good time. Anybody in there? Anybody home?
Who are you?
Fuck you. 2 weeks of this shit? That enough. Go ahead and rot if you want. Have a good fucking day.
Years.
Yeah, a long time.
So, what's up?
Nothing much.
Yeah, well, same here.
I need to see you, Jake.
Well, I'd love to see you, man, but I've been kind of laid up. I've been sick.
I need to see you.
All right.
Something's wrong, Jake. I don't know what it is. But I can't talk to anybody about it. Yet I figured I could talk to you. You always used to listen, you know? I'm going to hell. That's as straight as I can put it. And don't tell me that I'm crazy, because I know I'm not. They're coming after me.
Who is?
They've been following me. They're coming out of the walls. I can't trust anybody. But I gotta talk to somebody. I gotta talk to somebody. I'm gonna fly out of my fucking mind!
Mind your business.
I don't know who they are or what they are, but they're gonna get me, and I'm scared, Jake. I'm so scared, I can't do anything. I can't go to my sister's. I can't even go home. I don't know what to do. I carry these around everywhere with me, but they don't help. Nothing helps. What happened that night? What was they doing?
Mayday, mayday, snake, mayday, 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 may
have to be strong for your children.
Listen to what she's saying.
Did anybody see the police report? Sounds like a bomb to me.
Paper said it was electrical. It was an accident.
That's bullshit. Someone's covering something up. That was no accident. It was set, man.
Why? Paul wasn't hit by anybody in the world.
So what did he say when y'all went out? He say anything?
Well, he was upset. He thought people were following him.
Yeah? Who?
He didn't know. Demons.
Demons? What the fuck are you talking about, demons?
He thought he was going to hell.
Well, why did he say that for? I mean, what would make him say that? Isn't that strange?
What else did he say, Jake?
He was scared. He was seeing things coming out of the woodwork. They're trying to get me, he said.
Did he say what they looked like? Excuse me.
In one end, not the other, huh, George? Still a fucking spaz. Hope he can hold his dick better than he can hold his bottle. What?
Something weird is going on here. You know, Paul isn't the first one who's died. Remember Dr. Carlson over at Bellevue?
What's the...
His car blew up, too.
Dr. Carlson is dead?
Yeah, an explosion, just like Paul's. You got six guys here going fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, not me, buddy.
All right, not you, Rob, but the rest of us are going out of our fucking minds.
Hey, you think it's got something to do with that night?
I think it's got something to do with something. I think we have to go see the Army. Because they're not telling us something. We have to find out what it is.
Professor, what makes you think the Army's going to give you any answers, huh? I mean, you're going to be butting your head up against a brick wall.
We have to get ourselves a lawyer.
Yeah, you should find yourself a shrink. You're all fucking paranoid. It's bad grass, that's all it was, man. I mean, there's no such things as fucking demons. Come on.
Carol, I'm going to need you with your pad in about 15 minutes.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Singer, but...
You know how many people come to me with the injustices of the world? It would break your heart.
Listen, Mr. Geary, this is very important to us. The Army did something to us, and we've got to find out what.
The Army. The Army. Jeez, what is with you guys? This is not a walk to the library we're talking about. This is the U.S. government, for Christ's sakes. This is red tape coming out of your ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's why we're here. We think you can help us.
Am I Perry Mason?
I'll look into it. Do you think we have a chance?
I need sworn depositions from all of you. I need a list of every other member of the platoon or the survivor.
This is great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We do find that the military is implicated in this. You all stand to make quite a bit of money. Not that I can predict anything. But class action suits of this kind have been awarded fairly generous judgments. That wouldn't be so bad, would it, Mr. Singer?
We're not in it for the money.
That's right, Mr. Geary. All right, gentlemen.
Who wants to go first?
Jake, I put a hungry man in the oven. It'll be ready in a quarter of.
Okay.
I also made you a toss salad. It's in the fridge.
Okay, sweetie.
And I got you some apple juice.
No, not red cheek.
Red cheek.
Oh, shit.
Don't drink at all.
All right.
Oh, and your lawyer called.
When?
When you were in the shower.
Why didn't you call me?
He didn't give me a chance. He hung up on me. Look, Jake, don't be upset, okay? He's not taking your case.
What? What do you mean?
He said you didn't have one.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. He was very rude. He said that your friends backed out.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Oh, baby, I feel terrible. I'd stay, but I'm so late. We'll talk when I get home, okay?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sure?
Uh-huh.
Come here, come here, kid. I'll see you later.
Yeah, sweet. Jake, listen, I just got a strange call from Geary. He said the guy's back down. What's he talking about?
Yeah, that's right, Jake, we did.
Why?
I don't know, it's hard to explain.
We'll try.
You know, Jake, war's war. Things happen now.
Things happen. What does that mean?
I thought we were going to do something, Frank.
It's nothing to do, Jake.
Who's been talking to you? What's going on, Frank?
Okay.
I'll call the other guys.
They're not interested, Jake.
What do you mean they're not interested?
They're not interested.
We all talked about this. We're all suffering the same symptoms, man. Listen, your army's hiding something from us. We gotta find out what it is.
Jake, man, I gotta go.
No, wait, hold on. No, wait, don't hang up.
Jake, don't call back anymore, okay?
Wait!
I can't do this by myself. Frank. Frank.
Look at him.
Look at
him, Have a good lunch.
Geary. Mr. Geary.
Excuse me.
Who's been talking to you, huh?
Excuse me.
The Army? Have they been talking to you?
Nobody's talking to you? Nobody, all right? You don't have a case, all right? Hey, hang on. Get your hands off me. Leave me alone.
Listen, you can't do this. You can't walk away like this. We need your help.
You need a doctor.
I don't need a doctor. The Army did something to me. I gotta prove it. You gotta help me.
There's nothing I can do, all right? Just leave me alone.
Something's going on. You're not telling me something. What's wrong with you?
I'll tell you what's wrong with me. I don't know you from Adam, right? You walk into my office with some bizarro story and demand that I check it out? All right, fine, I did. Now, I don't know what kind of a fool you take me for, but you have used and abused me, sir. I don't like it.
Used you?
That's right. I checked with the Army's Bureau of Information. You never even went to Vietnam.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that you and your friends are wacko. You were all discharged on psychological grounds after some war games in Thailand.
War games in Thailand? Don't you see what they're doing? That's a lie. We were in Da Nang, for God's sake. You gotta believe me.
Go fuck yourself, Singer. Thank you.
Hey! Where is this?
What is it?
Hey! Help! Help!
Get off! Fuck off!
Mr. Singer, what an appropriate name for a man who can't keep his mouth shut.
Who are you? Who are you?
We've been watching you for a long time. You and your friends, frightening people with foolish talk about the army and experiments. You're in over your head, Mr. Singer. Men drown that way. The army was part of another life. Let it lie. I hope we've made our point, Mr. Singer.
Kill it, motherfucker!
Tell me what happened.
My back. I can't move. I have a car fracture.
Your back?
Did you fall?
He said he slipped on the pavement. May have hit his head. Does he have any identification?
No wallet? Nothing. He stole it.
Who did?
Santa Claus. I gotta get the bastard. Had my son's picture in it. Gang's picture. It's the only one I had.
You better get an orthopedic man in here. Is Dr. Davis on call?
I'll page him.
Call my chiropractor.
Doing everything we can.
Louis DiNardo, Nostrand Avenue.
I'm gonna have to move you a little bit just to check for injuries.
No, don't.
This may hurt a little.
No,
no.
Ah!
I don't have to ask if you could feel that.
Oh, God damn it. Hey, Louie.
Where's Louie?
He's out of it. Let's take him down x-ray.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Get me out of here.
Where do you want to go?
Home.
This is your home. You're dead.
Dead? No. Oh, I just hurt my back. I'm not dead.
What are you then?
I'm alive.
Then what are you doing here? What is happening?
Get me out of here.
There is no out of here. You've been killed. Don't you remember?
Careful.
Shh. Move it, guys. We're losing him.
Watch it. Careful. Shit. Move it, for fuck's sake.
He's still pretty doped up. I don't think he'll be able to talk yet, and I doubt he'll recognize you. I just want to see him. I'll be outside if you need me.
Dad? Hi. It's us. You okay?
Jake. It's me. We heard what happened.
You're back. That's all. It'll be fine. It'll just take some time.
A month, they said. Just hang in there, Dad.
That is not funny. What a mess, huh? Jacob, I still love you.
Dream on.
God, no.
You're going to have to keep your voice down.
Where's Jacob Stinger?
Chloe, I'm in here.
Jake, where are you, Jake?
Sir, can I help you, sir?
Jacob. Good God, Jake, what have they done?
Can I help you, sir?
Go in there.
What is this? The Middle Ages?
Don't touch him.
Can they call this modern medicine? This is barbaric. Barbaric!
All right, just calm down.
Why don't you just burn him at the stake and put him out of his misery?
Doc, you're going to have to leave.
Stay back!
Don't come near me.
You understand what is in my jail? Stay back! Take one step and I'll wrap this around your neck. Come on.
All right, calm down.
Back!
Calm down. Sir, you can't do this!
Out of the way! I'm upset. I'm really upset. Watch your toes, Jake.
Well, you've done it to yourself this time, haven't you?
Am I dying, Lily?
From a slip disc? That'll be a first.
I was in hell. I don't want to die, Louis.
Well, I'll see what I can do about it.
It's all pain. Straighten out your head.
Relax.
You ever read Meistercard?
No.
How'd you get your doctorate without reading that card?
Relax.
Okay, good. Now turn over gently. Right side. The other right, okay? You're a regular basket case, you know that? Eckhart saw hell, too. You know what he said? He said the only thing that burns in hell is the part of you that won't let go of your life. Your memories, your attachments. They burn them all away. But they're not punishing you, he said. They're freeing your soul. Relax. Good. So the way he sees it, if you're frightened of dying and you're holding on, you'll see devils tearing your life away. But if you've made your peace, then the devils are really angels freeing you from the earth. It's just a matter of how you look at it, that's all. So don't worry, okay? Okay? Relax. 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 And wiggle your toes. Come on. Wiggle your toes. Perfect. We got it.
I got it.
Get on your back, come on.
Easy.
Okay. Now let's just give it a little try. I want to see if you can stand.
By myself?
You can do it. Come on. Just give it a try, Jacob. Come on.
Thank you.
Jake? What's wrong? It's me. You okay? Jesus Christ, where have you been? I've been worried sick. I mean, it's 2 days and you don't call me?
I was in the hospital.
Oh, Jesus, in the hospital? Jake, honey, what hospital? I called every hospital in the city.
No, don't.
What's going on?
I'm not here. You haven't seen me.
Hello?
Jacob Singer, please.
No, I haven't seen him all night.
When do you expect him?
I don't know.
Well, when... could you please tell him something for me? Could you tell him that I was in Vietnam in 16...
Vietnam?
That there were secret experiments...
What experiment?
I need to see him as soon as possible.
Hello? This is Jacob Singer.
Jacob, I was in country in 68. I was part of a chemical warfare unit out of Saigon. We conducted secret experiments for the government.
My God.
I need to see you. Are you there?
Yeah.
Do you want to know more?
Yeah, where can I meet you? Okay. How will I know you?
You already know me, Jacob.
I do?
Yes. Just listen. Make sure you're not followed, okay?
All right. I knew it.
Who was that?
A chemist. Part of a chemical warfare unit out of Saigon. I knew something was going on.
Jake, please don't go.
Jacob? Hi. I'm Michael Newman.
Yeah.
I told you you'd know me. I've been tracking you for a long time. I just wish I would have spoken to you before tonight.
Why are you following me?
You're one of the survivors, Jacob. Come on. We can't talk here. It's not safe. Come on. So, first I'm arrested, right? Best LSD I ever made, right down the drain. I figure this is it, man. 20 years in a can, if I'm lucky. That was 1968.
A long time ago.
Really? Next thing I know, I'm on Rikers Island. You ever been there, man? Well, suddenly they take me from my cell, okay? They throw me in the waiting room with, like, you know, bank teller windows. Four army colonels with medals up their asses are standing on the other side. They say to me, if I come to Vietnam for 2 years, no action, mind you, just work in a lab. They'll drop all the charges and wipe the record clean. But I'd only been in jail for like 13 hours. I already knew Nam couldn't be any worse.
Shows how little you knew.
Yeah, really. They had me by the balls. The next thing I know, I'm in Saigon. And I'm working in a top-secret lab synthesizing mind-altering drugs. Not the street stuff. They had us isolating special properties. The dark side. Okay? They wanted a drug that increased aggressive tendencies. They were scared, you know. They were worried. They figured you guys were too soft, not fighting up to your potential. They wanted something to stir you up, make you mad, you know, tap into your anger. And we did it. Most powerful thing I ever saw. Even a bad trip, and believe me, I've had my share, did not compare to the fury of the ladder.
The ladder?
Yeah. That's what they called it. A fast trip straight down the ladder, right to the primal fear, right to the base anger. I'm telling you, man, it was powerful. Well, I don't need to tell you, you already know. We did experiments on jungle monkeys. It worked. They bashed each other's heads in, gouged out their eyes, chewed off their tails. The brass loved it. Then they made us try it on Charlie. We took these POWs, you know, just kids, really, and
We put him in this courtyard, and we fed him huge doses of the stuff, man. I mean, they were worse than the monkeys, you know? I didn't know men could do those things. Anyway, there was this big offensive coming up, right? Everyone knew it. Time Magazine, Huntley Brinkley. And the brass was scared, man, because they knew we couldn't win. Morale was down. It was getting ugly in the States. Oh, you remember.
Yeah.
So a couple days later, they decide to use the ladder on one test battalion. Yours. Just an infinitesimal dose in the food supply, they said. Just to prove its effectiveness in the field. They were sure your unit would have the highest kill ratio of any in the whole goddamn offensive. And they were right, you did. Except not the way they thought.
No one can remember that night. I get flashes, but they don't make sense. What happened? Was there an offensive?
Yeah. A couple days later, it was fierce. But you guys never saw it.
There was an attack. There was a fight, right?
Yeah. But now with the Kong.
With who?
You killed each other.
What?
It was brother against brother. No discrimination. You tore each other to pieces.
God.
I knew it would happen. I warned them. I fucking warned them! I was just some hippie chemist, right? What did I know? Fuck. I talked to the guys who bagged the bodies. They're in worse shape than you, believe me. They saw what was left. I needed to find you, you know? I felt responsible. Ladder was my baby.
I get lost in Brooklyn.
I know the way. Listen. This is all the money I have. Take me home, please.
Where's your home?
Dr. Singer. It's been a long time.
Oh, Sam.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Do you want some help? I can call upstairs.
No, no, that's okay. Thanks, Sam. Jed, Eli.
If you're frightened of dying and you're holding on, you'll see devils tearing your life away. If you've made your peace, then the devils are really angels freeing you from the earth.
gone.
He looks kind of peaceful, the guy. Put up a hell of a fight, though.
What's the guy's name?
Singer.
Jacobson.
From a heaven, and I know your worth. You made a heaven for me here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, for I love you so. Honey boy.